Attorney General John Ashcroft is back on Capitol Hill today, testifying before the Senate Judiciary Committee. He appeared yesterday before the House Judiciary Committee as part of the Bush administration's push for quick congressional action on its anti-terrorism bill. But the bill is getting a cool reception. Lawmakers worry it would impinge on constitutional rights. NPR's Peter Overby reports.
Attorney General Ashcroft sent the package of changes to Capitol Hill last Wednesday, with a call for passage within 2 weeks. Yesterday, at the House Judiciary Committee, he made the case again.
We need to unleash every possible tool in the fight against terrorism, and to do so promptly, because our awareness indicates that we are vulnerable and that our vulnerability is elevated as long as we don't have the tools we need to have.
The bill would make it easier to lock up or deport foreigners. Restrictions would be lowered on wiretapping in foreign intelligence cases. And U.S. prosecutors would be able to use other governments' wiretaps of American citizens, even if the wiretaps violate U.S. constitutional standards. These provisions and others concern civil liberties advocates, immigrant groups, and, as was obvious yesterday, members of Congress, too. After Judiciary Committee members battled Ashcroft and each other, Chairman James Sensenbrenner gave up hopes of voting on the bill today. He said he'll try again next week.
So that will give us an additional week to attempt to bridge the gap and to reach an agreement so that we can present a bill by the Judiciary Committee which will have overwhelming support on both sides of the aisle.
One place the administration expected to get a warm reception was the Senate Intelligence Committee. But a Justice Department lawyer didn't find easy going there either. The committee seems more inclined to move quickly on a few urgent items and take more time to consider the rest. Ohio Republican Mike DeWine questioned the wisdom of lowering the legal threshold for obtaining wiretaps in foreign intelligence cases. The administration says it would simply let criminal and intelligence investigators share information more easily. DeWine wasn't persuaded.
I'm going to explore this a little more. I'm open. I'm willing to listen. If there's a compelling reason to do this, maybe we should do it. I guess I don't get it yet.
The panel's top Republican, Richard Shelby of Alabama, says he sees danger in moving too quickly.
And if we use all of this and develop great cases and prosecute the terrorists if we find them, and I hope we will, and then ultimately the courts throw out some of this because of some laws that we haven't thought out, we're back to square one, if not in a hole.
But there's also danger in moving too slowly, as the committee chairman, Florida Democrat Bob Graham, acknowledged later.
If we procrastinated and then there were to be another event and it could be established that our delay contributed to further loss of life, yes, there'd be a price to pay. This is a very difficult, tense decision that we're making.
A decision on the balance to strike between individual rights of Americans and the communal security of America. Peter Overby, NPR News, Washington.